Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're going to be learning in Agarata and Maseches Brachos and Daf Vav, and the Shir should be Li'uli Nishmas, Esther Bas Shmuel, Lippin Asher Ben Brindel, Chana Bas Rabbi Yitzchak Yona, and Aaron Ben Yaakov Shachna. It says in the Gemara Tanya, Abba Ben Yamin Omer, Ein Tfilasu Shel Adam Nishmas, Ela Beveis HaKnesses. A person's tefillah is only heard in a shul. Shenamar lishmoa el arina ve'el ha'tefillah. To hear the rina and the tefillah. As Rashi explains, and then the Gemara concludes, v'makom rina shamtei tefillah. In a place of rina, there should be tefillah. What's a makom rina? Beis Knesses, Rashi says. Shisham Omer Matzivur Shiros V'Sishbachos Ben Imos Kol Arev. That's where you sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the place of song, in the place of Rina, that should be the place of Tefillah. So a shul, which is a place of song, should also be a place of Tefillah. And that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu only listens to our Tefillah in a shul, in a Beis Knesses. So Rav Kook, in his commentary, Einaya, explains as follows. Yisod ha-dvarim, the foundation of the matter is, ki hinei tachlis ha-tfilah hem shnei dvarim. The purpose of tefillah is two matters, two items. Shelu matam nechelku chelkei ha-tfilah shehem rina v'tfilah. And corresponding to these two items, the tefillah split up. There's the rina aspect of tefillah, and then there's the tefillah aspect of tefillah. Rina is sherach, is praise, is song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And tefillah is bakashas, requests. He'echadu shesam Hashem itbarach chok ba'olamo. God made a rule in His world. She'al yedei tefillat ha'adam yaseh lo tzrachav. That through the tefillah of a person, God will fulfill His will. When we cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He will hear us and save us. Another pasuk says, this pasuk in Mishlei, v'tfilas yisharim ritzono, the tefillah of the yisharim, the straight people, that's God's will. God made a chok in the world, He made a law, that when a person davens, he fulfills his will. He fulfills the person's will. V'hasheni, his needs. V'hasheni shiotzi ha'adam shleimuto min ha'koach el ha'poel. That a person should actualize his potential. B'yoso m'sade ra'yonov l'saper b'gdulosa yizbaruch l'hagil de'yosa v'chol kochos nafshay l'agzis b'neim Hashem. That he organizes his thoughts to relate the greatness of God and to accustom his thoughts and all of the powers of his soul to look at the glory and wonder of God. That is the fruit of life and the ultimate purpose of its perfection. In other words, we have two elements here. We have the tefillah part, that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what we need and He fulfills our needs. And number two, that we actualize our potential by relating the greatness of God, which is the purpose of existence, to realize that God is great and how much we owe Him. And this is what enables us to connect to the source of all goodness. ובכלל סוג זה הוא הוא הדבר העיקרי של הודעת כבודו של מקום בעולמו. And included in category number two of relating the greatness of God is telling His glory to the entire world. וקרבתו לבני אדם. And that God is close to people. וביותר לדבקים בדרכיו. And God is even more close to those who cling to His ways. So we have to relate the greatness of God, and we have to tell the world that God is close to us. V'hinei ra'ui shiyeh chakuk b'lev, shegam chelek ha'tfilah shel bakasha, hu gam kein nimtza ba'olam, kidei she'al yedei zeh yavo adam b'chlal yoter l'shlemuto amitit. We have to engrave on our hearts that even the bakasha aspect of tefillah, the requesting, the saying, God, give me, give me, give me, Even that is in the world in order that we should reach our true shleimus. Hanimshechet mehakarat kavod Hashem itbarach, that is drawn from recognizing the honor of the blessed God. Shaydei masha tefila mo'elet vayidei masha kola asha adam karov yoter l'shemuto itbarach al yidei ma'asav atovim v'kisharon chokhmato midotav hu karov yoter shetoil tefilato. That through the fact that tefila helps, and through the fact that the closer a person is to the shleimus of Hashem, through his good deeds and his wisdom and his midos, it is more likely that his tefillah will be answered, that his tefillah will be efficacious, that will be effective. V'dvarav yasu roshem legoz ligzar omer v'yakam lach. Like the pasuk says, in Eov, and the Gemara explains, tzadik gozer v'akadosh baruch hu mekayim. V'tigzar omer v'yakam lach. When he's gozer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekayim. So even bakasha is supposed to help us appreciate the greatness of Hashem. Because the closer a person is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more likely it is that his bakasha is going to be answered in the affirmative. And davar zeh maybe is hamina enoshi el kirbas elokim. And this is what brings mankind to closeness with God. And therefore, God created this law in the world to prepare a person for his perfection. So we have two aspects. We have the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, relating the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we have the request part. And we have to know that even the request part is also to publicize the greatness of Hashem. And that is because if a person is close to Hashem, if he fulfills the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he's a tzaddik, it's much more likely that his request will be fulfilled. Tzaddik goyzeh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayim. And therefore, ultimately, everything is supposed to help lead a person to his shleimus. V'hamaskil yavin b'zeh shorash mitziyut ha-tfilah b'ein tzorech v'cheshbonot ha-rabim shel ha-filosofim. And therefore, now, based on this, if you're a wise person, you can understand what tfilah is all about, and you won't have philosophical problems. There are many questions that the philosophers asked about tefillah. How is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is changing his will? And what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need us to daven for? He already knows. And what's the whole point? So if you understand this, all the questions are answered. Tefillah is to help us reach our shleimus in this world. And therefore, you don't have to ask any questions anymore. The more you daven, the closer you get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's our purpose. Alken yesh b'tnai chelek ha-bakasha, shetiyeh tamid mishuabedet l'chelek ha-yoter elyon, shel ha-tfilah, shumitzad hodat kvodo yitbarach. And therefore, there's a condition in the bakasha aspect of tefillah, that it is always mishuvet, it is always subjugated to the higher element of tefillah, which is relating the glory of God. So you have the tefillah aspect, the bakashas, and then you have the rina aspect, the praise, and even ultimately the bakashas are there for praise to see the glory of Hashem. And as we well know, what Rabbi Yosef Albo says, that Hashem's ratzon isn't changing when we daven, we're changing. And the moment we change, then the decree not to receive what we wanted was on a different person, on a different madriga, but now that we've changed, so the decree isn't on that person anymore, now we can get what we want. But again, this is all to help us reach our shleimus of revealing kvodo yisbarach be'olam, of revealing God's glory to the world. So even the bakashas are for that. They're not just, give me, give me, give me, give me refuah, give me slicha, give me, give me, give me. It's not just a list of give me's. It's the recognition that to the extent that I'm close to Hashem, my tefillah deserves to be answered. And that everything is about kvodo yisbarach. And even when my tefillah is answered, why am I asking for things? I'm asking for things to help me serve Hashem. It's for the company, it's on the company's bill. So Rav Kook continues, by the way, this is on page 22, in the Ein Hayah. V'hinei mitzias batei kinesios v'kdushasam b'tor mikdash ma'ati, the mitzias of shuls and their holiness, as a mikdash ma'at is a small microcosm of the Beis HaMikdash, mipnei shehem ha-batim sha'al yodam yefursim inyan mitzias Hashem yisbarach l'chvodo. through this home, house, through this structure of the shul, we are supposed to be mefarsem, we're supposed to publicize the existence of God in the world and His glory. Al kein ra'ui leharot, shegam chelek habakasha, mishu'abad v'nimtza b'shvil zu ha'tachlit. We have to show that even the bakashas for this purpose, kedei l'inatzel m'shibush hadat shel shinui ratzon chalila l'adon kol yitbarach, in order that our mind doesn't get mixed up by the question of how God's will can change. Al kein ein tfilato shel adam nishmat ela b'veit ha'kneset. A person's tefillah is only heard in a shul. Shehu makom rina. That's the place of singing God's praises. Because what's the whole idea of davening in a shul? Because a shul is a place where we publicize the greatness of God. And therefore, once we publicize the greatness of God, then of course we deserve it. It's not a shinui in the ratzon of Hashem. Hashem has only one ratzon. Gilui kvodo yisbarach. Not chas v'shalom in an egotistical way, not to project our own feelings on Hashem. But for the purest of motivations, we can't understand the mind of Hashem kibiyachol. But that's what chachmasa yisbarach, God's wisdom decreed, that in this world we should see the glory of Hashem. And that's the purpose of a shul, and that's the purpose of Rina, and therefore when we have tefillah and we have bakasha, it also has to be done in the shul with Rina. That's why Rav Kook is explaining Pshat in the Gemara, why do you have to daven in shul? The answer is so you don't get mixed up in your head. That tefillah, you're asking God for something, first He doesn't want to give it to you, you nag Him enough, He gives it to you, no! It has to be done in a shul, because a shul is the makom, is the place where our HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory is revealed. And therefore your tefillah, even your bakashas, are a means by which Hashem's glory is revealed. Because again, we see that people who are especially close to God, their tefillahs are more likely to be answered. She'yisod tefillat beit ha'kneset u'miyusad al ha'chelek ha'me'ula ha'sechli. The foundation of tefillah in a shul is based on the higher intellectual plane, shehu hakarat gedulato yitbarach v'kirvato, that is the recognition of God's greatness and His closeness. So therefore we daven in a shul so that we don't get mixed up. We understand the tachas of tefillah. The tachas of tefillah is gilui kvodo yitbarach, that we are being mefarsem the metzias of Hashem in the world. And since that's the purpose of the shul, you also understand that when you're making bakashas, it's not just about gimme, gimme, gimme. It's about pirsum gadlutso yisbarach. It's about publicizing God's greatness. V'nei, be'elu shnei achalakim ha'kololim shel ha'tfilah, in these two parts that compromise tefillah, that tefillah is comprised of, I don't think they compromise tefillah, that tefillah is comprised of two parts, נחללו שלושה חלקים לפי האמת. There are really three parts in truth. דהיינו, תכלית מילוי הבקשה של צורך האדם, that Hashem should fulfill our will, should give us what we need, והוא החלק התחתון של התפילה. That's the lower part of תפילה. החלק היותר עליון מזה, what's a higher level? הוא להכשיר את האדם להתענג על השם. To prepare a person to bask in the glory of God. והחלק היותר עליון ונשגב, and the most exalted part of tefillah, הוא להודיע גדולתו יתברך בעולם. To reveal the greatness of Hashem in the world. So now we have really three parts of tefillah. Number one, the lowest level is getting what we need. Number two, to learn how to bask in the glory of God. And number three, to reveal the glory of Hashem in the world. And now, Rav Kook, in a brilliant flash of insight, says, "V'al zeh nitkenu shlosha chelkei tefillah." And corresponding to this, were decreed the three parts of tefillah. We have the first three brachos, the middle brachos, and the last three brachos. The first three brachos, Magen Avraham, Chaim Esim, and Ata Kadosh, Hakel HaKadosh, the first three brachos are Lehechsher Ma'alat Adam. Umize Ye Adam Nachon Lebakasha Belo Shibush Adat. It prepares the mile of the person, and then he will be able to daven. He will be able to ask without Shibush Adas, because first he is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now he can ask, and he realizes what all the bakashas are about. והגימל האחרונות, תכליתן להכרת גדולתו יתברך על ידי התפילה וכולותיה בעולם. And the last three brachas are about recognizing the greatness of God in the world. So the first three are in order that we should be Misaneg al Hashem, we should be able to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and enjoy His goodness. That's what prepares us for the bakashas, and then we can realize that the bakashas are also for Hashem, and it's not about us and our own selfish needs. And that's the middle, the lowest level of asking for what we need. And then the last three brachos are about realizing the godless of Hashem in the world. We say, Hamachzir Shchinasa Letzion, Hatov Shimcho Lechamela Hodos, Hamavarach Hasam Yisrael Bashalom, that we realize the greatness of God and we appreciate God. And those are the last three brachos. So again, now we have a much deeper understanding into the Gemara and brachos. Ha'ave binyamin omer, ein tfiloso shaladim nishmas el beveis hakinesis. A person's tefillah is only heard in the shul. As it says in Melachim Aleph, L'shmo el arvina ve'el ha'tfilah, to hear the song and the prayer. V'makom rina sham tehei tfilah, in the place of song there should be prayer. In other words, why is tfilah only heard in a shul, explains Rav Kook? Because the shul is a place of pirsum gadulaso yizbarach. And therefore, when you're davening, when you're being mevakesh, when you're making requests, you realize it's only to that purpose. And therefore, b'makom rin, in the place of the shul, because as we said, the shul is the place of shabach v'hodaya. In this place of the shul, we also have to ask. So we realize that the asking doesn't stand independently. It's all part of the greater context of recognizing the greatness of Hashem. And then we saw the three parts of Shemoneh Esrei. One is to prepare us, that everything is about just recognizing the greatness of Hashem. Then we make our bakashas, and then those are the middle brachas, and then the last brachas are the ultimate tachlis, that we're makir. So the first three are when we praise Hashem, it's to be makshil ourselves, in order that we can make proper bakashas. And the last three brachas are when we reach the highest level of, we're not just trying to prepare ourselves, we're not just trying to teach ourselves l'saneg al Hashem, but we're actually recognizing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. We're reaching the peak, we're reaching the pinnacle. So the first three are preparation for the middle. The middle we're going to do properly. And then the last three are, wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are really awesome. And that's the Makom Rina, the place of song, the place where we praise Hashem in the shul. There should be tefillah, because ultimately that's what has to come out of tefillah. Because when we see that tefillah, when a person's tefillah is answered, it's because of his kirvas Hashem, it's because he turned to Hashem. That is what will reveal and display and exhibit the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, which is the Tachlis Habriya, to realize that Malokal Aretz Kevodo, that God's glory fills the earth, and we should be Zoche, to daven in Shul, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishma, Tfilos, Amo Yisrael, Tamid Berachamim, Amen, Ken Yiratzon. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.